HHG, I'll tell you. It gets rough burning the midnight oil here in the studio, but sometimes it's worth it to be a night owl when you've got lovebirds like this. Savvy Divine 666 has a short story about two people who stand very tall in Hell's hierarchy. Get comfy and stay cozy as we hear Tuck You In, Warmth Within. Carmilla physically jolted as she woke to a wave of silent panic. Her heart was hammering in her chest so hard she could feel it in her ears, and she felt clammy. Picking up her phone to check the time, she found that not only was it still early, too early in fact, but also there was a tremble in her fingers where there shouldn't be. Trying to calm herself, she took in her surroundings. She was in her bedroom, her cheek rested on the soft, dark silk of the pillow. The bed covers are pulled only to her bare waist, and a familiar figure occupied the space in the bed beside her. Zestiel's hand is laid on her torso, partially covering her with his wing. The membrane, usually vibrant lime green, is duller in shade as he sleeps deeply beside her. It feels soft, slightly leathery, but not unpleasantly so. They're very private about the nature of their relationship, though should one take note of their exchanges, even outside the privacy of their homes and Carmilla's office, one would not be surprised to learn the true nature of their relationship. But thankfully, their fellow overlords were too self-interested to pay much mind to how the two eldest, longest-surviving overlords interacted. Carmilla, finally feeling her heart rate even out and the tremble in her fingers ease, slipped out from under Zestiel's arm, picking up her black silken robe from the floor. With a wave of her hand, her hair was put up in the style of two horns with black bands crisscrossed around them to keep them in place. She pushed the door of the ensuite bathroom ajar and stepped into the shower. Just a few minutes later, she emerged, tying the sash of her robe around her waist. With Zestiel still sleeping, she exited the bedroom, walking along the open hallway of the mansion. A few doors down from her own, she noticed a dim light and pushed open the half-closed door. Odette's bed was still made and, as always, the rest of her room was immaculately cleaned and organized. Though the desk was in an unusual state of disarray, being littered with papers and drawing supplies where Odette had been working on designs for new weaponry for Carmilla's business. Among the mess, Odette sat at her desk, head resting on her crossed arms with her glasses pushed up. Carmilla approached.
Odette?
No response meant her daughter was sleeping too deeply to realize she was there, so Carmilla took the blanket from the end of Odette's bed and tucked it around her, removing her glasses and setting them to one side. Brushing a section of blonde hair from Odette's face, Carmilla smiled down at her lovingly before switching off the lamp and pulling the door closed properly behind her as she left her daughter to sleep. Next door was Clara's room. In comparison to her sister's space, Carmilla's youngest's room was a mess, with clothing and spare weapon parts scattered everywhere. Carmilla made a note to remind Clara to clean up tomorrow. Clara, too, was sleeping. Lying on her mattress, she rested on her side with her arms loosely outstretched, wearing a loose-fitting but rumpled pajama t-shirt and shorts. Carmilla smiled fondly and brought the bed covers up to Clara's shoulders. Night times in Hell were frigid, though Carmilla, as a wealthy overlord, was able to afford more than sufficient heating for their home. She acted on instinct as a mother to further protect her daughter against the cold. With her mind now at ease with the knowledge that both her daughters were sleeping soundly and safely, Carmilla returned to her own room, removing her robe and laying it at the side of the bed. Waving her hand, she released her hair, letting it cascade down her back as she slid back under the covers, keeping her movements slow when careful, wanting to avoid waking.
"Art thou well, dearest Carmilla?"
As soon as she laid down, Carmilla felt an arm wrap around her waist and draw her close, and the weapons overlord shivered slightly. Her partner's voice, the way he spoke, and the warm tone tinged with tiredness, his breath on her bare collarbone, brought a small smile to her black lips.
"Fine, Zestiel, I swear,"
she assured, bridging a hand to rest against his dark-skinned chest.
"Sometimes I wake, and I can't sleep until I've checked on the girls. I know they aren't infants, and 99% of the time, both are fine, but...
She felt Zestiel's thin fingers glide, almost curiously, along her side, as though he hadn't created and recreated such invisible paths across her entire body several times in the last few months alone.
It brings thy comfort to know for sure.
Carmilla nodded once. Zestiel was perhaps the only being in Hell with whom she could almost completely let her guard down, share her inner feelings, fears, and worries, though it might have been near impossible anyway. He was older even than Carmilla herself, and his uncanny perceptive talents made it difficult to keep almost anything completely hidden from him. Or, Carmilla mused, maybe it was only her that Zestiel could read as well as any book. The need for sleep began tugging at her with renewed fervor, and Carmilla began to grow weary. Zestiel's steady heart rate beneath her fingers, while his own slender digits traced indecisive patterns down her side and along her hip.
Thank you, Zestiel,
she found herself mumbling, already half asleep. She felt his chest rumble as he chuckled quietly.
Whatever hath I done to warrant thy gratitude?
Carmilla's eyes had already drifted shut, and she shifted slightly.
For being there for me. Being someone I can trust. It isn't something commonly found down here.
Zestiel said nothing for a moment. In fact, Carmilla was almost fully asleep when she heard his reply.
Thy sentiments doth mirror mine own, sweet Carmilla. In moments such as this, there are few places that I would rather be, and none whose presence I would prefer.
Carmilla was glad the room was in darkness, because even in her current, half-asleep state, she felt her face flush slightly, though it would be no surprise if Zestiel could tell, especially when he leant in to kiss her forehead.
Sleep,
he instructed. Carmilla remembered she had an 8 a.m. meeting the next day, so she needed as much rest as she was able to get before then. She was always professional in her weapons-dealing business, and refused to meet with potential clients looking sleep-deprived or anything less than the capable, powerful businesswoman and overlord that she was. She even ensured to keep her daughters from seeing her in her more vulnerable moments whenever possible. She wanted them to be able to look to her as their source of protection and strength. Thus, Carmilla made sure they only ever saw her at her best. But having someone with whom she could relax, let down her walls and air of cold detachment she portrayed to the rest of Hell, it made getting through the eons of eternity in Hell that little bit easier. And, just as Zestiel had said, there was no one else she would rather have be that person to her. Other than Odette and Clara, there was no one else who meant more to her. And just like with her daughters, Carmilla would do whatever was necessary to keep this tiny sliver of happiness that Hell itself allowed her.